Moderate West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is exercising his great power again. He says he won't support the $1.75 trillion social safety net expansion bill the Democrats are negotiating until there's what he calls greater clarity.
Simply put, I will not support a bill that is this consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact that it'll have on our national debt, our economy, and most importantly, all of our American people.
Some experts say this move casts major doubt about whether President Biden can get his agenda through Congress. And joining us live tonight, Vice News Chief Political Correspondent Liz Landers. Liz, welcome back. What do you believe that Manchin is asking for here exactly?
Thanks for having me back. I think that Manchin is expressing things that we have heard from him for a while now, which is that he has major concerns about how large this spending bill is, about how large this reconciliation, this budget bill. So the Senate has already passed that infrastructure bill, that BIF, as it's being called, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Framework. Manchin voted for that, but he has said that he has concerns about this multi-trillion dollar bill that has been kind of lingering in part of the negotiation. So he said, you played that clip. He talked today in that quick press conference about exploding inflation, that he's concerned about interest payments on U.S. debt, and he wants a bill that's going to be a fiscally responsible bill. So he expressed that again today in front of the press, which is not ideal for President Biden as he is trying to pass his huge domestic agenda and have something to talk about on the global stage while he is in Rome and Scotland.
So does it have to be smaller to satisfy Manchin, or do we just not know right now?
We don't really know. He actually did not talk about the overall top line number today. The thing that he kept reiterating is that he wants to see how this trillion-dollar bill will affect the U.S. economy long-term. It sounded to me like he wants a Congressional Budget Office review of this piece of legislation to see how it would be scored by that CBO office. That is what I took away from what he said today, because look, he's not always giving specifics on numbers, and we did not hear specifics today on a top line number.
So Manchin's request may have the effect of delaying things until that budget score is in, not necessarily ruining the president's program.
Exactly. I think that what this might do once again is kind of delay things here. One thing that I would add, though, is that prior to today, we have heard from progressives on the House side saying that they would not vote on that bipartisan infrastructure framework, which is already passed in the Senate, that they didn't want to vote for that in the House until they got some kind of guarantee from Manchin and Sinema about the Build Back Better plan, that other huge spending bill. Today, progressives said that they would take a vote on the infrastructure framework. So that could pass. And what that means, Dmitry, is that if that infrastructure bill gets a vote on, say, maybe Wednesday or Thursday is what we're hearing up on the Hill, that infrastructure bill would immediately go into effect, and that would give the president an immediate win.
Speaking of immediate wins and losses, is this all a gift to Republicans, even if it's not ruinous, but it's just a delay?
I think Republicans are certainly seizing on this politically right now. But I do think that in the long term, when you talk to Democrats, they believe that this is a very popular plan. And a lot of the provisions in this bill, in both the infrastructure bipartisan bill that already passed and also this large budget, have a lot of support with the American public. So I think that for now, the Republicans are certainly seizing on this kind of Democrats in disarray kind of mantra you might hear from some Republicans. But I do think that long term, that we'll have to see if this affects Republicans in the midterms, that they didn't vote for some of these large budget items.
Thanks so much, Liz. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you for having me.
That's Liz Landers with Vice News tonight as we watch the latest moves by Senator Joe Manchin.